Welcome to your daily news brief, October 13, 2020. Business. SoftBank's market cap $130 billion. Top manager Rajiv Misra, in a Bloomberg interview, commented on the company being called a whale in the US equity market, saying, "We are not even a dolphin, forget being a whale. Nobody buying $10 billion of Nasdaq over a few weeks is going to move the Nasdaq." Evergrande. Market cap $33 billion, a Chinese second largest property developer and the most indebted developer in the world, with debt of $120 billion, said it plans to raise $1 billion via a share sale to refinance its debt. Disney, market cap $226 billion, announced a major reorganization and said that its primary focus will be entertainment and streaming. Shares are up 4% on pre-market trading. Maersk, market cap $32 billion, raised its profit forecast for a second time this year due to faster demand recovery. Shareholders of Unilever, market cap $165 billion, voted to end the dual UK-Dutch nationality in favor of a London-registered entity. Snapdocs, US leading digital loan closing platform for mortgage, raised $60 million Series C round led by YC Continuity. Tech. Kahoot, market cap $2.4 billion, a game-based learning platform, raised $215 million from SoftBank. Finance. N26, a German neobank, is considering a financing round next year, valuing the company above $3.5 billion. Economy. UK unemployment rate grew to 4.5% in Q2. The highest level in 3 years. China exports rose 10% year over year in September in USD terms, in line with expectations, while imports rose 13% year over year versus expectations of 0.3%. October investor expectations index in Germany fell to 56, well below estimates of 72. Markets. S&P 500 closed up 1.6% led by tech. Nasdaq rose 2.6% on Monday. Apple, MCAP $2.13 trillion, rose 6% yesterday and is up 2% today on pre-market trading. Apple is expected to release its new iPhone today. Facebook, MCAP $686 million, rose 4% yesterday and is up 1% today on pre-market trading. Futures on S&P 500 are slightly negative. Futures on Nasdaq are up 1%. Euro Stoxx 600 closed up 1% on Monday. FTSE 100 fell 0.2%. They're down 0.2% and 0.4% respectively today. CSI 300 is up 0.3%. Nikkei is up 0.2%. Euro USD fell slightly at 1.1785. Pound dollar rose slightly to 1.3050. Gold is unchanged at 1921. WTI oil little changed at 40. U.S. 10-year Treasury yield unchanged at 0.78. COVID. One more case of COVID reinfection was reported, this time in the U.S. A 25-year-old got sick twice. The second illness was more severe and he had to be treated in the hospital. He is now recovered. Johnson & Johnson, market cap $400 billion, suspended the Phase 3 trials of its COVID vaccine after an unexplained illness of a trial participant. Thank you for listening. For today's morning brief, visit patreon.com/morningmeeting.